You're listening to Parachallenged Radio with your host, PC, a Jackalope Radio production.
We're back, and I'm back with the awesome parapublicist, Don Shy. Welcome to the show, you successful Queen Con event hostess with the mostest.
Oh, of course I'm blushing totally right now.
I'm sure, I can hear it.
I thank you. And you know what timing for the first Tuesday to be right after Queen Con.
I know, right? That was good planning on my part, wasn't it?
Yeah, you did good. You did really good. But I'm really glad we get a chance to talk about it because it was an absolutely amazing event. I just, I'm really surprised. And I was so excited at one point I wanted to buy a ticket. I thought, I got to get a ticket to this thing. And then I realized it was my event. So... But it was absolutely amazing, and I'd planned it from the very beginning. I had so many great guests. And of course, the whole thing from the beginning was featuring the Booth Brothers, who are phenomenal. And then I got in there Keith Age, who's the producer of a lot of their shows and in all their films, and Patrick Burns and Michael and Marty Perry, the medium team, and Richard Sennett, the pioneer of the paranormal. And then I had Bill Burns. And I had Lauren Coleman, the cryptozoologist. Bill Burns is a UFO specialist. Mark and Debbie joined up. And then I had the crew from Wolf Manor. Now, there were a couple things that happened. Lauren Coleman, because ticket sales weren't going great, I informed him, you know, it's not going great. I want to let you know in advance. And he has a museum that he had to have people take vacation time to man the museum. And if it was unsure for him, he felt he just could not make it. So I honored that. I thought that's fine. And then Bill Burns contacted me, and his email said, "You're going to absolutely kill me." But and then I thought, oh God, you know. So I was saying, okay, it's falling apart. He had some filming, contractual things that he had to do, and he tried to change things around, couldn't make it. So at the last minute, I don't know how I did it, but I contacted friends, one of them being Ed Kraft, the amazing Ed Kraft, who I, you know, really have followed for quite some time. And he's UFOs, he's cryptos, he's everything. And then I don't know if the people out there or you guys are aware of the Searle Energy Project. The John Searle story.
A little bit about it.
Well, I'll tell you what. It is the most amazing thing that you ever want to know about. This guy in England, he created this generator that could generate everything, and we would never have to tap into the earth again.
Oh wow!
And this is you got to see it. As a matter of fact, you know, if anyone's out there, just do a search on the John Searle story. Or the Searle effect generator, anything like that. There's like four or five different websites, but the filmmaker that did a DVD on this guy, he's a friend of mine, and I just called him and I said, well, you know, would you like to come by and just talk about the DVD for 15 minutes? It happened that the engineer of the entire project that is working on putting this together happened to be in San Diego. He called the engineer up. He goes, I'm going to get this set up for you, Dom. We're going to come out. So I had him come up, Ed Kraft and Lisa Carmody Kraft, his fiance. She's amazing as well. They said, I sent him a little email, and I said, I really wish I would have thought of asking you first. And then he called me immediately after the email. So that filled in the two slots. And then the excitement started buzzing. And I don't know, the great thing about this event is I was trying to put information together for people to share experiences and knowledge and meet great people that, you know, we all kind of admire and have been doing this for a while. I had first evers, if you want to call them that, at my event. First of all, the Booth Brothers, because they are freaking amazing, they brought sneak peeks of their upcoming The Haunted Boy film. No one had seen any of this. No one will see the film or whatever until October on the Sci-Fi Channel because it's going to be part of a Halloween special. The sneak peek is amazing, and it was so amazing, it's on YouTube. So, but it was first seen at my Queen Con event. And if you go to YouTube and just look The Haunted Boy, search out The Haunted Boy, or, you know, spooked TV. But the little trailer that they did, it will freak you out, because the actual original Exorcist movie was based on this story, which was a boy. It was not a girl. And they got their hands on the actual journal that chronicles the events and everything that went on during this whole period with this boy. And what was amazing for, you know, before they showed the sneak peek to everybody, this blows me away. In a tattered old paper bag, that one of those brown paper bags, remember from the old days?
Right.
The really thick ones that after you use them for so long, they get all, you know, puffy and they look like cotton.
Yeah.
It was like a lambskin or something, but it was an old paper bag. They handed it to me because we were going to do something with that. But inside that paper bag was the journal that they followed to, you know, chronicle the events of this phenomenal movie. So what they're doing with their own compassion that they're known for, to bring the truth to the paranormal, they brought the truth forth of this 14-year-old boy that was actually a victim of all this and everything that occurred. They interviewed people that were still alive, amazingly. They actually went to the house where it all began. The whole thing just amazed me. And then as a prop for the movie, they, at some store, apparently a couple of blocks away from where they were filming, they were actually able to pick up an original 1940s something Ouija board. Because apparently this whole story was started, you know, because the kid had used a Ouija board, and that's what brought the darkness into him. Anyway, for a prop, they pulled that out. They brought the actual Ouija board. And it was so funny. Christopher held it up with two fingers. He didn't embrace it. It was like, you know, it was like, ew, ew. But look at it. I want you to see it. But he held it with two fingers, and I thought that was so funny. There's a picture on Facebook that shows him holding it up with his two fingers. But
holy water, right?
Yeah. Can everyone pass out the? Let's all take a dive. So he actually brought the prop, the original, you know, an original Ouija board. We don't know if it was his, but like they said, how do we know it wasn't his? So they brought the Ouija board. They brought the journal. It was amazing. And then when they did the sneak peek, everyone was just like stunned. So I've got that up on Facebook, but you can find it on YouTube. So that was the first. That was one of the first that I had. And then with the Searle Project, if you have people look into www.johnsearlestory.com, I believe it is. But if you look up John Searle, this is a most amazing, amazing project that I am really pushing to the ends of the earth, because this could save the earth. It could save our energy crisis. This thing can fuel a whole household forever. It can fuel cars. It can fuel everything. And we don't have to tap into earth anymore. And I'm looking at this oil spill stuff right now going on. I'm like, you know, it's just so very sad that we're doing this. But my fear is the government's going to keep this under wraps, because the oil companies and the energy companies and all this are going to lose money. But if they all figure out some way to work it out, there's this thing that could energize everything forever. And if you look on the websites, you will see the information. And this was a first. And the guy, his name is Bradley Lockerman, and the engineer's name is Fernando Morris. As a matter of fact, he worked at a very famous company. And when he was introduced to this this intelligence, he was told to study it and figure it out. And he finally dedicated his life to it. He quit this company and decided, I want to dedicate my life to this, to help, you know, the energy, the people, the environment, the earth. And so he's working on it. That's his whole job. So he was able to come up from San Diego, and the amazing thing was he brought up elements of the actual generator to give a demonstration to show what it does. He brought up actual parts that he's already put together to build an actual product that will do what it does. So everyone was able to walk up and stand around the table. They witnessed the demonstration. They heard the information. And Bradley Lockerman, the guy that put out the DVD, who believes in it as much as I do, he said, this is the first time anyone in the world has ever seen this demonstration. So I told everybody in the room, I said, you know what? Come and check it out. listen to the presentation, look at it, touch it, watch it. You may not know what you're seeing, but then go watch the DVD. And they have the DVD available. And I have the DVD, and when I watched it, I was blown away. So that was my second first. And then what was the third one? Oh, yeah, then I also had Positively Psychic Mark Nelson, who at my Ventura event, he did a psychometry demonstration that blew everyone away. And, you know, I'm looking at all the events, and, yeah, there's some events that are just strictly, you know, let's go investigate, and that's great. But when you're trying to put on a show like I tried to do, I tried to bring things that were different than what's going on at most of the events, and it's not the same people. So I brought in Mark on this one because the first one was so great. It was a total hit. I mean, everybody, every item that he picked up to do psychometry on, there were items of people I knew. I knew that what was going on with them. He was 100% right on. So there was a psychometry demonstration within the event that people got to witness, and they were all blown away. So that was like, you know, three of the firsts that people witnessed. And another thing that we witnessed was Michael and Marty Perry. You know how amazing they are.
Right.
They wanted to go down into the pool area, which seems to be the most amazing, you know, everyone just gravitates to the pool. They want to get into the pool, find out what's going on there. And I wanted them to do some work down there and, you know, do like a little mini session. So the tour guide that I had escorting them down there, I explained that they needed, you know, like 10, 15 minutes to give them some silence and let them gather their thoughts. And now I've heard, I spoke to them afterwards, and they totally feel, and they didn't realize it at the time till they've gotten validation afterwards, because they didn't want to say, oh, it's Peter James the psychic. But they just told me what they picked up, and then they got validation of information they picked up, and they honestly feel that they connected with Peter James down in the pool area. So
oh,
Peter
wow.
James, yeah, Peter James is like the guy, and then he really hooked up with the Queen Mary, and he told the spirits down there that he wanted to help them and blah, 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 blah. But apparently, you know, from what they're telling me that they picked up, I think they connected with him, and he's still down there. So that was like four first evers, and it was amazing. Mark and Debbie Constantino were there, and they told me they really, really got a lot of EVPs, a lot of activity, and the people that were with them got so much that they were blown away. Patrick came on and talked about his technology, but he also went on the investigations, and they got some great stuff. And Richard Sennett, of course, I had to shut him down because he can talk because he has so much information, and people were just sitting there kind of like with their mouths hanging open, like they wanted more, they wanted more. The way he explains what he knows, it's so phenomenal. So, also the Wolf Manor guys, I had Scott Gruenwald and Terry Campbell from the Wolf Manor. They just bounced off each other. They finished each other's sentences. People were like, oh my God. They showed photos. They shared information. They shared the history of the location. They were a great big hit. So, all in all, it blew me away. And I had to walk out of the room sometimes going, oh my God, is this really happening? So, I'm being hit up now for QueenCon 2.
And then you're like, can I come down from one first?
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, I really need to be institutionalized right now at this point because I'm really still getting over QueenCon 1. But it was a most amazing event. And there were so many people. I've received so many emails that, oh, my God, you made my dream come true. I met so-and-so. And all the people were so welcome and opening. And, I mean, even after all the events and things were done, we would meet up in the observation bar. And we got pictures of all the people that got to take pictures with their, you know, dreams, their celebrities and people they admire. And a lot of people hooked up and made friends with a lot of people, and I was hoping to connect a lot of people, and that's what I wanted to do. That's what I did in Ventura, and that's what happened here. And so to me, that was amazing. I didn't do great as far as ticket sales go because I had so many people sneaking in and not paying for tickets because they just felt they didn't need to.
See, that is completely wrong.
Yeah.
And I really, really want you to address that if you want to right now.
Yeah, well, I'll explain a little bit of a background. I don't want to bring the event down because it was so
exactly.
amazing. But
exactly.
I did I made the ticket prices rock bottom because I thought, you know what, if I were out there and I didn't have money, which I don't right now because of the economy, I would want to go to something affordable. And what I put together I felt was so amazing, but I thought, I'm going to make the ticket prices rock bottom so anyone can afford to come. And, you know, I think at first people were thinking, yeah, okay, whatever, that sounds cool. Okay, well, maybe I'll look into it later. But then the last 2 weeks, people were freaking out. Ticket sales came in. But they don't realize that I had expenses. All these phenomenal people, I had expenses. I had speakers' fees. I had to pay for their rooms. I had to pay for the giant room on the Queen Mary. The Queen Mary is not cheap. So I kept doing a budget and figuring out the budget and thinking, if I had this many ticket sales, I will meet my expenses. And then I had all the people that were writing to people and talking to people and going, "Are you going?" And they're going, and everyone's going, "Yeah, I got my ticket." And they're going, "Well, we're just going to go up and hang out, and we'll see them on the ship. We don't need to pay to get in." So I had a lot of people sneaking in and people coming to the ship and hanging out just to meet their favorite celebrities. And what it actually did is it created an extremely huge expense for me now that's coming out of my family.
I hear
my
a song.
Oh, no.
I hear a song coming on.
I don't know how I'm going to meet it.
It's going to be bad.
You know, it was so, the event was so amazing. I thought, you know what, I got to do what I got to do. I did have some people stand up at the last minute. I don't think they want me to mention their names, but I had to come up with a second part of the deposit for the conference room on the Queen Mary, and I couldn't do it. And they contacted me and they said, "You know what? This is an event that has to be had. What's the second part?" And I told them, and they said, "We'll put that up."
Wow. That, you know what?
Yeah.
That kind of happened with me, only after the person did that, then they went on in public and slammed me and went off on me for not being able to cover it. So at least you got nice people that didn't come in and I felt like singing "Welcome to My World."
Exactly. And you know what? Another one, you know, I don't know who out there, but I know Dave Schrader, and I love Dave Schrader. And I'll tell you what, he kept calling me, checking on things. What could I do? This, that, and the other. And then I just finally had to tell him. I said, "You know what? I just have to really respect what you guys do, you people that put out these events, because I'm having headaches and I can't meet expenses." And that's what he said. He said, he started laughing and he said, "Welcome to my world."
The thing is, yeah.
So I know the headaches, yeah.
And what made me the maddest was because here I'd been doing really well and I've never had a problem covering our expenses until what'll end up happening if you do more of these, hopefully not, but it did happen to me, was I was overcharged a couple of times. One time I was double charged for an event location, and the next time I was overcharged $1,050 from what I was supposed to be paying. And they took it without me knowing, and then I find out by looking and going, "Oh my God, I have 16 cents in my account," because everything's connected to my account. So then I've got things bouncing, right? And I'm bouncing things. So then I had someone step forward, much like you did, you know, and they took care of some things, and I didn't even ask for that. I was so happy and appreciative. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, mm-hmm, then they turned it around, attacked me in public about it, and said I can't cover my own stuff. And it was just recent. I'm sure you saw it out there on the old the old FB.
And see, that's so wrong, though. That's so wrong when you're just trying to bring stuff to the people. And we're just trying to cover the expenses, but you're trying to share this with the people. And, you know, someone's always got some stupid problem. And that really upsets me. You know what I'm saying? They have a stupid problem. But like I've always said, every time I come on here, I'm talking about your Night Watchers events. And you keep them so reasonable. It's just to cover the prices. Because the people that come to them, they don't realize you have to pay for that location.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes you have to pay for the insurance that's part of it. And people don't realize, well, that's also included. Well, how come it's $5 more? Well, that goes into paying for the insurance to cover all these people being there. Because now some locations have their own, but a lot of them these days don't. And luckily we have our own insurance policy for that that'll step in.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you,
You
are learning the hard way. But the cool thing is, it hasn't hurt you to the point of jading you. You still love the event. You had a great time, and everyone else loved the event, and that's the most important thing. And bottom line, that's what keeps you doing these things. And I do see you doing another one. I hope to be involved with you, like we talked. And I think it's going to be big.
Yes, we got to talk, because I thought, well, let me and Todd just talk together and see what we can do, and perhaps prepare for these sneakers and all these people. prepare for the crap before we actually put something together. So I do want to talk to you. But, you know, that was the other thing. Queen Mary, they wanted $1 million policy for insurance. Yep. Also, I had to supply an escort, and each escort cost me $75 per person, and all this stuff, and people just go and enjoy, and they're not thinking that I had to pay for all this. And then I was paying for rooms, and I budgeted that, and I thought, okay, if I meet this, I'm great on the rooms. And then turns out some other people showed up, and they're going, you're covering this, right? And I'm like, well, I guess. Yeah, and I'm like, well, I guess I am. And then it doubled the price I was trying to reach. And so, you know, the expenses were overwhelming. And but I thought, you know what, this has to go on. And then you look at the pictures and you see all the people. And now nobody's even looking at me like, hey, thanks, Don, for hooking me up with so-and-so. Now they're all just best friends. And I'm like, okay.
But yeah, that's, whatever. But that is part of the magic of these. And, you know, like you said, the payback part is very difficult. But the magic of hooking people together kind of makes it worthwhile. But like for my situation, you know, the person I was dealing with, I had promised, uh-huh. Well, you know, thank you so much. I'm going to make sure you get paid back. Well, you know, as you saw, it was said I wasn't going to. Well, I've already made two payments since the event 1 week ago. And the last payment I made was just yesterday for $1,000. So it looks like, you know, they should be eating their words on this. And I think the same thing's going to happen with you. I know you're good for it. And I know that you're going to be able to cover this. It's just out of your pocket and out of your family's mouths. And people need to realize that you're doing this because you love it. And please don't take advantage of the girl.
Yeah, I'm behind. We're talking thousands.
Oh yeah.
But I did have, you know, the good friends that helped me with the other half of the deposit to make sure the doors opened for the event. And I had a very, very good friend who's the co-director of my team PPRS, and that was Trish. And she helped me out amazingly. And then I had my good friend Spencer that just jumped in and took care of all kinds of business. And Lisa Arnold, who just wanted to help out, she became a soldier. I mean, I was so busy trying to MC and make sure everybody was happy and still worry about the money. She goes, Don, would you like me to just take care of this so you're not upset? And when I saw how she handled things, and she was telling people, you got to pay some money or you got to go. And she was a soldier, and I got to give her big hugs. So the people, I had a couple guys that were at the door. So the people that helped me out with it, they really worked hard, and they had an amazing time. But everybody hooked up with a lot of people. You know, I feel bad that a lot of people are not remembering that I'm the one that brought them all together. But as long as they all had fun, the event was absolutely amazing. These people all saw firsthand things that no one else in the world had ever seen. You know, to me, that was bringing the paranormal to the people, and that's really, really what I love doing that.
You know, that's the thing. When I started doing this, it was because people were contacting me saying, "How can we get in these locations? You know, they have a 20 person minimum at this much money," and I did it to help. But then after I saw people coming together, you know, you get to the point, and this is going to hit you. It doesn't matter anymore, you know, who brings them together.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that you did it, and they had a great time, and they're going to tell everybody. Man, we had an amazing time.
And now I've looked. Exactly. And I'm looking at the pictures and I'm getting emails like, oh my God, thank you, Don. You made my dreams come true. And I'm like, when I hear something like that, it really brings it home, and it made me feel so good.
Yep.
You know, and then everyone's like, oh, hook, we got to keep in touch. You know, we got hooked up. Now we can't lose, you know, touch. And I'm thinking, that's cool, because apparently they hadn't met before, but now they have. And now who knows what's going to come out of that?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's exactly what you want. Yep.
Yeah, who knows what's going to come out of that. So, you know, and it was fun, and it was different people. It was different people, and it was different guests, but it was amazing stuff. It was amazing presentations, and it was firsthand things that no one had ever seen before. And to me, that blew me away. When it was finally over, I thought, this was freaking amazing. So,
yeah,
you know,
I've heard the same thing. People are talking, and everyone's saying that you did a wonderful job.
Well, the Queen Mary, it was beautiful. And I told her, I said, well, if this thing goes, you know, there might be another one. So let's see what we can work out. So I would like to be better prepared in the future. Maybe have some money behind me or some sponsors. But, you know, now people are already hitting me up. They're signing up already for QueenCon 2. And I don't know if I'm ready yet. But I'm sure the Queen Mary would like to take some money.
Oh,
so if there's
sure.
Yeah, yeah, they would like to take some money. They said they would take pink slips, whatever I had. They said, we'll take pink slips, we'll take your paycheck, we don't care. So, but the people I had working with me on the Queen Mary, for the most part, they were absolutely amazing. They couldn't do enough for me, and that was really strange because I had heard that these kind of events on the Queen Mary were no more. And I contacted them. I said, this is what I want to do. I have a dream. And so the people that all worked with me and the people that came, it was experiencing a dream that I had, and I put together because someone said, Dawn, when's your next event? And I started thinking about, oh, my God, who would I like to see? What would I like? And I put it together, and it was kind of a dream. So people really experienced my dream, and I'm really happy. I've heard nothing negative. I've just heard amazing remarks about the entire event, and to visually see sneak peeks from the Booth Brothers, to visually see a first time demonstration to the entire world of the Searle energy generator, and you know, a psychometry demonstration that most people wouldn't have experienced, and then to see all the other wonderful people and investigate with them, everybody really absolutely had a blast, and I'm really happy for that because that's the reason I did it.
Well, as soon as the pictures started coming in and the post started being posted, for those of us that couldn't attend, it was just incredible to watch, you know, the interactions between people because that's, you know, what you can do on Facebook. You see the immediate responses right to each other and things like that. And it was just incredible to watch. And it, you know, it was really cool. And
yeah,
that's when I hit that post on your wall, I'm like, whoa, girl.
Yeah.
You did it with this one.
It was amazing. And, you know, there were so many funny things because before the event, I had written in my mind a little commercial. You know, Scott Grunewald from The Stew, the Paranormal Stew. We all know him. Mm-hmm. I had seen him wearing this long wig. It was a long blonde wig. And I thought, you know what? This inspires an idea. So I contacted Scott and I said, I wrote a little commercial. Do you think you'd be up for doing it? And he goes, what is it? And I said, well, I'd like you to put on the blonde wig and a cowboy hat, and because he's got the mustache, so he's obviously not a woman, and he's huge. He's so tall. And then I said, just look into the camera and say, hi, this is Dawn Shy, the parapublicist, and I hope to see you at Queen Con and give the dates. And then I said at the very end, please put a voiceover that says, this is Dawn Shy, and I approve of this message. He freaked out, and he goes, oh, my God, I'm on that. He went into production. He put that thing together. That night, that little promo was up. I could not quit watching it. It was so hilarious. Well, this is a real enjoyment for me. It inspired all these thoughts of people after Scott did that because I kept playing it. I don't know if you saw the picture that Ivana, Philip Booth's fiance, she posted a picture of Philip. He's wearing a long blonde wig with a cowboy hat. And he's standing there, and it says, fashion inspired by Dawn Shy. And then during the event, I was announcing the Paranormal Stew, and Marty Perry runs in. When I'm announcing them, Marty Perry runs in with her long blonde hair with a cowboy hat and all this jewelry and bling like I always wear. And she's yelling, she's an imposter. I'm the really real Dawn Shy. And then after her, Tricia Schultz runs in with her hair and a cowboy hat and big jewelry on. And she's going, no, I'm the real. She goes, I'm the real Dawn Shy. And then Michael Perry had a long blonde wig on with a cowboy hat. And he's going, no, I'm the real Dawn Shy. And then Scott Grunewald walks in. He's got the blonde wig on with the hat. And he goes, no, I'm Dawn Shy. And so, and I had no idea they were doing this. So it totally took me off guard and blew me away. There are pictures of that. And then I just kept hearing on the Queen Mary about all the Dawn Shy sightings on the ship. So that really made my day. And then I didn't know while they were all trying to keep me inside the conference room, and I didn't understand why. And then I found out that we had made this funky little poster to put in the lobby to let people know there was an event there. And everyone from my event had signed it. Everyone that worked on the event and all the speakers had signed this, and they gave it to me. And I did post that as a picture on my Facebook. But all of that kind of made it like, oh, my God, oh. It was just like, so that was amazing. And also I wore, because I do the cowboy hat thing, and I had a new leather hat that had a rhinestone hat band. And so that was the Dawn Shy hat of the week. And everybody had to have their picture taken in it. So we're still posting pictures of people wearing the Don Shy hat. So that all made it fun. I mean, it was amazing. Everyone had fun. Everyone got along. People met new people. I had a lady fly in from Florida, and she's just, like, ecstatic. So it was really, really a great event, and I'm so glad everyone enjoyed themselves.
It sure sounds like it was an event that nobody should have missed, and I'm sorry I wasn't there.
I know, and I thought, oh, my God, and I kept thinking about the whole time I kept thinking about Todd, and then I thought, oh God, if Kathy could be here, this would be so awesome. And then there were other people, you know, a lot of people that just kind of, you know, fluffed it off, but I think they're probably looking at themselves going, why didn't I go to that event? You know? So it was amazing, and there was a lot of experiences. A lot of people got a lot of evidence, apparently. People hooked up with each other, and that was what it's all about, you know, and they met people that they admired, and the speakers all hooked up, so that's really cool to me as well. So it was an amazing event. The whole thing, I'm still, you know, reeling from it. I'm still getting over it, but it's because I'm so blown away that I had attended something so awesome. So I'm really happy it happened, and I, you know, I will prepare a little bit better for the next one, but I will talk to Todd and see what we can hook up. You know, we could pull in some awesome stuff.
Oh, definitely.
I'm
most
there.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see what we can do, and you know, pull something together, give it a little bit of time, make sure it's done properly where this doesn't happen again. But you know, pulling the people together, that's what it's all about, and giving information to people. Especially, my point is the enthusiasts or people that are kind of like on the fringe. They're interested, but they're not out there, and they're trying to figure out, well, I really want to know some more about it, and those are the people that really get amazed. And that's what blew me away. And Ed Kraft came in with this amazing, amazing little presentation discussing different terminologies and stuff about ghost hunting, UFOs. And I wanted him to keep going as well. And, of course, I had another speaker coming on, so he had to stop. And his fiance, oh, this is what I got to tell you. Ed Kraft and his fiance, Lisa Carmody Kraft, she is deaf, but she is an investigator into the paranormal.
And that is what, awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome because of the fact what she was stating is like when she goes into a location, a haunted location, you know how some people will go in there and you get that hysteria thing. Like, you know, you're investigating, it's a hysteria thing. Someone will hear a noise and they're going, oh my God, did you hear that? You know, did you hear that? And they're all running and like, what's that? And you know, they all freak out. But because she's deaf, she does not hear those things. She plays off of the senses that do work for her. So she's able to capture more, and she's not running off and running away from a room or having the hysteria thing. And she was amazing. And she actually, she did a little lecture on different things, and she was very cool. And her and Ed both, they really want to put out there that, you know, people with disabilities, you know, are awesome people too, and maybe they can bring something to the table. And that's why I was so happy to have them there. They're amazing. So that was a first, you know, bringing in, you know, if you have a disability, that does not mean you cannot investigate. Maybe you bring something to the table that other people don't have.
Exactly. Don't count anyone out just because, you know.
Exactly.
You have a difficulty or a challenge in some area.
Exactly, and I was unaware of this, but it is public knowledge. Ed Kraft also suffers from seizures, and I didn't know that. And he's like a mastermind, and you know, he's familiar with UFOs, with the cryptids. He witnessed like a skunk ape in Florida when he was young, and began his, you know, look into all what's strange and unusual. Ed and Lisa have just put out a book. It's called Mysteries and Monsters. You can find that. Hopefully it's at Amazon.com. I'm not sure. I could post it on my Facebook. But they were both very amazing in their presentation and the most wonderful people. So I was so thrilled to have them there. Everybody else that was there, they had so much to offer, and they were so open and loving with the information they shared. That was cool. So people in the audience, the ones that did, you know, that were there for the event, they really, I think they went home with a lot of knowledge and maybe opened their eyes to other things. So, no matter what I'm going to be suffering, I personally feel it was totally worth it.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, you gave them all a new perspective on a lot of new things, and that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to, and I was trying to make it an all paranormal event, so it wasn't just like, okay, here's six ghost hunters. They're going to tell you about their experiences, and you know, even though I love that and I love their experiences, I wanted to mix it up. I wanted to bring in UFOs. I wanted to bring in cryptids. I wanted to bring in other strange things. You know, a pioneer, technology, haunted locations. So I tried to put it all into one ball. And then we have the Booth brothers who bring the truth to the paranormal. And, oh, they made another big announcement to this crew. The people at the event also heard this major announcement, which I almost forgot to mention. I'm sorry, Christopher. But what they're doing is they are now kind of finishing up the last two little documentary-type films they're doing for Sci-Fi, and they will be doing a remake of the movie The Entity.
Oh, wow.
You remember The Entity with Barbara Hershey?
Yes, I do.
And they are working closely with Barry Taff, Dr. Barry Taff, and they are now embarking on remaking that movie. And I'm thinking, you know what, the first one was whoa, except for the Hollywood touch at the end. That blew
right.
me away.
Yeah.
You know, that Hollywood touch, they had to make it a big crescendo to keep people interested. But, you know, I think the truth would have been just as important. But with the Booth Brothers touch, with what they do and how they present things, this next one, The Entity, is probably going to really freak people out. And that's a true story.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that's what
it is.
Yeah, and they present the truth. And then they put their spin on it. And it's everything they do is amazing. Everything they do is absolutely amazing. So everyone should look forward to that. But they are just starting that. I believe they're starting that this week. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that. But The Haunted Boy, that movie is going to blow people away because and also they did some of their famous reenactments, which they shot at Rolling Hills Sanitarium, who was just purchased by and saved by Sharon Coyle. I think I explained that last time. They saved the place because it was going to go under the demo ball. It was going to be knocked down. But Sharon and her husband purchased the place, and Philip and Christopher went there to film some of their pickup scenes to do the reenactments of the exorcism. And they wanted it to be so realistic, they chose that place to do that. And they had some amazing things happen there. And in fact, they found some other things that maybe got a little bit too real, and they were asked to stop for some reason. They will be explaining that at a later date. But some of the scenes were filmed there, the little pickup scenes where you see the boy being exorcised. So it's going to be an amazing film, and that will be out in October on the Sci-Fi Channel for apparently their Halloween special that they have every year.
Awesome. That is fantastic. Unfortunately, we have to wait till Halloween.
I know,
yeah.
But you can check out the trailer. Check out the trailer.
Yeah, I definitely will check that out.
Check the trailer out on YouTube, or it's even on my Facebook page. But and I will be continuing to post it because it's really, really amazing. So, you know, the Booth Brothers, they are amazing. And I think everybody that was at my event, all the speakers, they blew me away. And everyone had a wonderful time. And all the people there, I never looked – if I looked around the room, everybody was smiling, laughing, or their mouth was hanging open because they were so astounded. So I think that makes for a good event.
Awesome. Definitely. It totally does.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. Well, from the pictures, you described it to a T. And I'm envious. I'm jealous, but...
Well, we got to get you out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Just well, you know what? Maybe
clear
I could
across the United States, of course.
Well, but maybe I could get you to come to one... Are you listening, Todd? To be one of the speakers. You could share your photo by the Christmas tree. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, no.
The Christmas
some experiences.
Tree.
I'm not even good behind a mic, and you want me to stand in front of people? Are you nuts?
We'd have to get a big stepladder or maybe a box, a barrel or something.
Oh, stop.
Oh, yeah. And you can bite me. Three times. Bite me three times.
Oh, my goodness. And then all the tables, in the center of all the tables will be little gnomes.
That's
I'm
right,
kidding.
That's right.
Did hey. I say that out?
We can get her a shoeshine box. We can make enough money out of that. Maybe we could pay for the event.
Oh, I'm hanging up now.
No, we got to figure out how to get you out to an event. We want you to, you got to experience this. Get out there with the people.
Oh, I definitely will. I definitely will.
And with your public, the people that, you know, come and listen to your show, they want to meet you.
Exactly.
Oh, my God, am I doing publicity again? Yes, I am.
I think that's your lot in life, yeah.
Your people would like to meet you. They would like to put a face to the name, and I think that would be amazing.
They could buy insurance while they're there.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So, it was amazing, and we need to get you out to something, put something together. And I'm looking at, you know, I really love to bring them to Southern California because there's not a lot going on in Southern California. That's great, but, you know, if we could do something somewhere else and we're prepared and the expenses are met, why not do it?
Man, bring me to California. What are you talking about? I'm there. You know, any excuse to come to California. You could just say, hey, Todd, there's a ghost in, like, this closet in this, I'm there. I'm already there. It's an excuse.
I was followed home by the Queen Con, event. There was something followed me. Todd, we have to investigate it.
I'm on my way.
My problem would probably be you'd get me out there, and then you'd have to force me to leave.
You get her out there.
Exactly.
I wouldn't want to come back to the land of ice and snow.
That's right. In the gnome speak land where she's going out there.
Shut up.
Hey, Todd, that was only your opinion.
That's right.
Oh.
I got Don in on it. No. It's awesome.
Yeah, but you know what, Todd? We have to talk. Let's see what we can do, because I know you're coming out this way, and if we can do something, if there's something I can do to help with all the contacts I have, if there's anything I can do whatsoever, maybe we can work together. Let's see what we can do.
Well, we've been planning it for a while. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. Okay, I love to just bring it to the people, and especially the newbies that come out. Not all the people. I have a lot of friends that come out, but, you know, the newbies that I've never met, I love when they come out and you see the excitement in their eyes, and they're just so astounded by the information they get, and then they go home with that. That's what's amazing to me. So we got to do something, okay? I would love to talk to you. Let's do this. Kathy, give him my
I already
phone number.
Did.
Okay. Yep, okay. Yep. We will talk.
We already tried it the other way.
I did because he was complaining because, you two haven't connected. So I said, here's her phone number. Call the woman.
Well, yeah, because I was like, I've been waiting for her to get my number, and that just is not going to happen.
Okay. I will get that from PC. Let me get your number from PC. We'll both hook them up in the phone. So when you call, I'll know it's you, or if I call you, you'll know it's me, and then we can talk. But we got to do that because it's just. I don't know. It's something I've been pulled into. I've been pulled into from a very young age. And now that I'm at the point where I finally realize, oh, my God, I want to share this, and I can, that is really important to me. So,
you two are in trouble. Who brought up the shoe-shining thing?
Me, I did.
Yeah, somebody in the chat room just said Paranome Shoeshine Company. Thanks, Todd.
That's awesome. That's exactly what it is right there. Whoever said that, my hat's off to you. You are awesome.
That was Violet.
Oh, my God.
Violet is awesome.
Who I am not speaking to anymore.
You know what? I'll make you a graphic. Yeah. We'll make a graphic and put it out there. That'll be good.
Oh, don't you even think about it.
It's going to happen.
Oh, my God. Violet, that's hilarious. That's a hoot. That's a hoot. Paranome Shoeshine Company.
That's awesome.
That's so freaking cute. But you know what? It's because everybody loves you. That's why.
Well,
that's what it is.
I'm going to give her show back. I've taken over for long enough here.
Okay, so have I.
That's all right. But, Don, let everybody know again how to get in touch with you. And
oh, my God. I'm not sure I want that because.
Okay, maybe lay low this month, and then we'll give that information out at the beginning of next month.
No, I'll go ahead and put it out there because. Oh, actually, I can put it out there because I have the trailer for the Booth Brothers Haunted Boy on my website, so let's go there. The easiest way, and I got hooked up with my man Bigfoot, helped me out to make my long website address very short. You can go to www.donnshy.com, which is donshy.com. And if you go to news and events, you can see that trailer for the Booth Brothers. And I'm also putting up there other events from other people, you know, that's going on. I'm on Facebook. I think it's Don, D-O-N-N, dot shy, dot, you know, whatever it is on Facebook. So just look up Don Shy. I'm there, and I'm also on MySpace. So I'm around if anyone wants to contact me, but my website is where I try to keep things, you know, real for anything going on in the paranormal.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you again for coming on and sharing this awesome information about your event. It sounds like it was a wonderful time. And again, I'm sorry I missed it. I look forward to seeing more pictures, so keep them coming. Keep posting them. You know, it's really fun to look at everybody getting along and having fun and just enjoying each other's company and knowledge and all that fun stuff. But until next week, be good to each other. Thanks so much, Don.
Thank you. Thank
Have
you
a great
so
night.
Much. You too. Bye-bye.